Hello, you're stuck in traffic, Wolf Gorlick. Compliment a rep on IT and IT security. Today, looking at an ongoing phishing campaign. Like to fly? I like to fly. I don't really like to fly. I like to be places. And, you know, I do just about everything online like anyone else does. So I'm always looking in my inbox for flight receipts and whatever. So when I saw one for Delta, but there was no flight information attached to it. That's odd. There was also two name mailboxes that I usually don't use when flying Delta. That's odd. So I checked the app, and of course it wasn't my flight, and I just sort of ignored it. But then I saw this is happening all over the place. So tip for you, be on the lookout for spam masquerading as Delta receipts. Here's what happens. You get a Delta receipt, but it doesn't give you any flight information. And you go, wait, someone using my identity? Someone, you know, booked me a flight without, what the hell's going on? Did they get my flight wrong? What, you know? And like so many social engineering attacks, an ideal victim is pushed into a state of, you know, fight or flight, pushed into a state where you're responding with your lower level brain functions. And in a panic, you go ahead and click through whatever you have to do because you're trying to solve the problem. So, you go to the website, and first thing you should note is that it's Delta with two A's. We talked about this in the past. Good idea if you're watching for your company and trying to see if you get fished, watch for all the permutations of your company and catch those. Second thing is that it tries to load a Word document with a macro. You hear that about all the time. And there's instructions on how to view this, enable the macros. Friendly reminder, never enable macros. Once that macro is enabled, it uses PowerShell to stream down the attack code. Plenty of defenses against PowerShell these days, including detection controls around logging, including preventive controls such as disabling it altogether unless you actually need it. But in this particular case, it downloads or runs PowerShell, executes exploit, and installs a backdoor. This particular backdoor is a financial Trojan. It's been around for a long time. It captures usernames and passwords, regardless of what accounts you're using, but specifically it's looking for whenever you log into your bank account so it can get at your bank creds, and of course then the criminals empty your account. The whole monetization of this attack is that malware getting the bank account information so the criminals can. Nasty. What can you do about things like this? Watch your domains, watch the emails you're clicking on, think thoughtful thoughts when you get these emails so you don't get tricked. Disable things like PowerShell, keep your boxes up to date. These are all one-on-one things. I just found it was interesting to see this type of attack go on, witness it firsthand, and then read about all the things that happen. Thankfully, I didn't click on the link. Thankfully, also, I use a different computer for online banking. But for your users, take a look at this, and if it's useful, pass along to them to raise their security awareness. That's it for me. Have you seen this? Seen something pretty cool? Hit me up in comments or on social media.